Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at potentially the fourth largest convention center in Southern Nevada being built by AeroQuest. Lisa Mayo DeRisa will be our guest. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV, Fred Locken, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB60 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
You have extra room in your house that you don't even know about. California Closets can transform an office or spare room into a multifunctional space by adding a Murphy bed. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Lisa Mayo DeRisa. She is Business Development Director for AeroQuest USA. And you guys are involved. And I want to thank my friend Rick Velada for writing a great article for Vegas Inc. magazine, the business publication for the Las Vegas Sun, on your project. Tell us, if you will, about your plans to build what, if it comes to fruition, will be the fourth largest convention center in Southern Nevada.
AeroQuest USA is a project that my colleagues and I have been working on for about 7 years. And what it is it's a trade facility, a convention facility designed specifically for the aerospace and defense industry and other large trade show type of industries. It came about, our founder Bill Clark had, and Ken Gazzola, who's our CEO, have been in the aerospace and defense industry for their entire careers. Ken Gazzola, our president, was the publisher for Aviation Weekly magazine and has been in the industry for a long, long time. And this is one industry, the aerospace and defense industry, where most of the big trade shows, the larger shows, take place outside of the U.S. So we did a tremendous amount of analysis looking at this industry. There are 200 of the top aerospace and defense industry trade shows that take place in this country, and really just a few of them come to Southern Nevada or come to Las Vegas. So what it is it's designed to facilitate large equipment, planes, in both internal convention space and external static space. And this industry, the aerospace and defense industry, has always had a great history and has always been pretty much founded in the United States. About 65% of the industry takes place in the U.S., but all the large shows, the Paris Air Show, the Farnborough Show, trade shows and air shows take place outside of the U.S. So we conducted a tremendous amount of analysis over the last several years and have found that Las Vegas is a perfect location for the facility, and because in the early days we were looking at locating it at Ivanpah Airport when that was on the books and was a plan, and when that was put aside with the economy and the downturn in the economy, we looked at Henderson Airport, and currently we're after the economy going down and really not any financing and the ability to move the project forward. Now that things are starting to turn around a little bit, we've started to once again engage in looking for land and investors and to really try to get this project off the ground and built in Southern Nevada.
Well, one of the things is you're looking at 200 acres near the Henderson Airport, as you said, and to give people an idea of the size, that's about three times the size of land that City Center is built on, so that's a pretty large area. And also, there are a lot of aerospace industry already in Nevada with major bases both in Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada, and quite a few high-tech companies already here building things for the Defense Department, so it would seem like a natural. Now, you worked on the World Market Center, the big furniture display area that's in downtown Las Vegas.
Yes.
And you're kind of building this model on that model, correct?
Correct. What the World Market Center, I was fortunate enough to have been able to work on that project when it very first started, and that is built on a business model of permanent show space. And the idea behind that is that there are a lot of companies, big and small, that have to travel and move their products from one location to another depending on the trade show. And for some folks, that's not necessarily the most economical way that they can participate in the trade show business. So what the World Market Center did was it made the business model is really about permanent showroom space, where you have a permanent space and the convention and the your buyers and vendors come to you. So that model seems to work across several different industries. So we looked at this in the aerospace and defense industry, and the reason we have so much acreage is we have an awful lot of outside static space. When you bring in planes, whether it's for business jets or any kind of plane, you need to have a large space in which to display those so that your customers can go out from an internal trade show space to an external space to look at the static displays. And so that's why we need so much space. And likewise, whether it's the oil and gas industry or it's the heavy equipment industry or other industries, the renewable energy industry with big turbines and wind type of equipment, you need a lot of space. So that's why it's such a large space. A lot of that acreage will be taken up with outside static space. And I wanted to comment, you're absolutely right. We have Nellis Air Force Base here. We have an awful lot of aerospace and defense here already. The governor's economic development report and the economic development department under the governor has aerospace and defense as one of their key areas of development and diversification. So I think there's an awful lot of synergy that goes along with this. The project is in three phases. The first phase is 1.5 million square feet of just regular, what you'd expect, trade show space, where you move in and move out trade shows on a weekly, you know, bi-weekly, however many shows you can put into the facility. The phase two is the permanent showroom facility, which will be permanent show space that the smaller companies, not necessarily the tier one companies, but maybe tier two, tier three companies that want to be in an area where we really have created a critical mass for the aerospace and defense industry, and they want to be there and they want to take advantage of all the shows that come in. That's a perfect place for them to take what we call permanent showroom space. And then the third phase is kind of we're looking at education, we're looking at training, something that can some space, whatever it might turn out to be, we don't know. We've had a lot of people talk to us about just training and education in the aerospace industry. That's what the third phase would be.
All right, Lisa, let's take a break. We'll come back and much more to talk about with this massive project from AeroQuest USA when we come back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Steffen, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lisa Mayo DeRiso. She's Business Development Director for AeroQuest USA, who are attempting to put together the fourth largest convention center in Southern Nevada, directed mainly at the military industry. Lisa, I wanted to ask you, first of all, it seems to me that really when you look at the convention model for the other convention centers in Southern Nevada, this isn't really competitive. This is something that would stand on its own. Would you agree?
I agree. We wanted to design it so that it is unique. It attracts a certain niche part of the convention and trade show industry. And, you know, because Las Vegas is such a sought-after destination for trade shows and to come here, because we have a great infrastructure and we offer so much to our convention visitor guests, if we were to even move one show, perhaps the SEMA show or a large show or the National Business Aviation show over to AeroQuest, it would open up a slot at the LVCVA or at another convention center, which means all that pent-up demand, we can fill it with more another convention. So we really look at it not as a competitor, but as an addition to a facility that's an addition to the supply of convention facilities in Southern Nevada. And it really carves out kind of a niche market that doesn't exist here right now. So we look at it as a very positive project. It adds into the diversification of our employment and business base, and it brings a new industry here that's, even though we have aerospace and defense, this brings a different component of that industry to Nevada and to Southern Nevada. So that's why we've really been excited about the project.
Well, it strikes me that, you know, going to shows at the Fallon Naval Air Station and also at Nellis Air Force Base, that this could potentially have a tourism component, because if you could put together, you know, exhibits that the public could come and see, I think you'd have a huge crowd showing up beyond just your regular business.
I agree. We've looked at Nellis as certainly a synergy and a component of this as far as being able to plan exhibits, plan conventions and trade shows around things that are going on at the local and our Air Force bases and other facilities here. So we definitely see it as an ability to do that. We've talked about other components, you know, as a museum component. Perhaps there's some, with the Howard Hughes Corporation being a big part of Southern Nevada and having a great aviation history, perhaps there's something we can do that would have a real tourism draw to it and bring people, in addition to our trade show and convention guests and our permanent guests, but bring another component to the AeroQuest USA site. So we've looked at a really broad range of possibilities.
Now, what kind of support are you getting from the three major properties that are close to you? And that would be South Point. You'd be looking at the M Resort and also Station Casino's property there in Green Valley. Are they giving you support in either financially or otherwise?
You know, we haven't really reached out that far yet. What we're doing now is we're trying to locate the site, and first and foremost, we need the financing. We started down the path of getting our finance, trying to locate a financial partner and working on that, and then around 2008, when the market just fell out, we backed off of that, and we really concentrated on looking at contacting potential trade shows and trying to talk with the industry folks and going to a lot of different trade shows and conventions and exhibits to really broaden our reach of who would be tenants at this facility. We need to secure about 60% of this building in leases or letters of interest in order to probably to get our financing. So we have a team of people working on that, but we haven't reached out yet to that. But I have to think that the local and the area hotels would embrace us. If we can put heads in beds, that's, you know, what our economy in Southern Nevada is driven by. And so I think if we can do that and we can show we can do that and be a really good business partner with them, I anticipate that they would be very receptive to us.
And that's where we have to leave it. Lisa, very good luck in getting what will be a $200 million project off the ground, and just exciting that at this time in the economy that we can still continue to look at projects like this. So thank you very much for being here, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center.
Hey Stan, can you believe Lithia Reno Subaru is letting us use their commercial to promote Sousa Seeker's ball?
Yeah, Coach, they call it sharing the love.
Lease a new 2012 Subaru Legacy 2.5i today for only $159 a month. Or lease the new 2012 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $169 a month.
Join us for this year's ball and help us sink cancer.
Visit snsball.org to learn more.
Hey, Coach and I'll both be there, will you?
Helping to share the love. Lithia Reno Subaru.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Forget MSRP. Forget dealer markup. Right now, save up to 10 grand or more on a new Ram truck from Reno Dodge.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
Because of health issues, you couldn't pay the loan.
Judge Judy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. John Sandy IV is an attorney with Jones Vargas. And Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to go back to a discussion we were having with Senator Reid on the program a couple of days ago. First appearance he's had on any Nevada show here in, since November of 2010. So a real honor to have him back on the show. And he was talking about renewable energy, and he was taking shots at the power company for not... You know, because basically the portfolio standard is the floor in terms of what the NV Energy or any other power company can purchase. But they could go higher if it makes sense. But I guess my question, starting out with you, Fred, is, you know, Where is the balance between the cost of renewable energy and the cost of other energies, which is so much cheaper right now? Why should MB Energy be paying maybe 10 cents, you know, per kilowatt hour more expensive than they're paying for regular energy when the cost is going downward?
Well, there are a couple of pressure points that I think, you know, a lot of people are frustrated with NV Energy for not commonsensically looking at how radically the energy market is changing over the next 15 years. First, you have the 2025 law that will mandate that a percentage, 25% of all electrical generation will have to be from alternative sources. And that is a huge issue because solar is not 24/7 reliable. We up here in the north with geothermal, this is where the development needs to occur. We already have the greatest percentage of alternative energy use generation of anywhere in the United States at 23%. We need to be up to 40% because they need to be able to ship it down south to be able to meet the needs of Clark County. That means doing it now. But a lot of people are also frustrated that NV Energy doesn't seem to be interested in the, you know, the small producer that can contribute to the grid. And those the paperwork, the time involved, and the time that those credits are swallowed up so quickly indicates there's a real demand out there that NV Energy doesn't seem to care about. It's just a reality check that, you know, we have the excitement. We have the capability, but NV Energy doesn't seem to be responding.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, what we're seeing is a change in our energy supply really being forced upon us by the federal government at a far greater cost than we see with natural gas or we see now with shale oil. You know, it seems to be almost the wrong time, although, as Fred points out, we're looking at a much longer timeline than today and tomorrow, but it seems like these other costs of energy are going to be so much cheaper for so much longer in the future.
Right, and I mean, Fred makes a good point, but the counterpoint to that is that NV Energy is a regulated entity, and ultimately the costs get passed on the consumers, and they do have an obligation to the ratepayers to keep costs at a reasonable rate. And if there's cheaper alternatives to produce power, I think that the power company has some obligation to balance those with the meeting the renewable standards, which they are meeting, and you know, coming up with a solution that is a balanced solution moving forward, so we balance the costs associated with the benefits that will ultimately come with these renewable energy sources.
It was interesting. I inquired of the Public Utilities Commission to comment on what Senator Reid has said, and before they even heard his comments, they wrote back basically a non-statement. When I sent them the comments, they referred back to their original statement, so thank you very much to the PUC for jumping in on this discussion. What do you think about that? What are the political consequences for the PUC that they wouldn't even talk about it on the phone, let alone actually come on the program?
Well, I think they're just being way too timid because there's a really gigantic issue regarding alternative energy that nobody wants to talk about, and that is the fact that...
But you will, right
here. I
will.
I'm going to talk right now that there, you know, global climate change is real. You know, the scientific establishments of 192 countries believe that it's real and that there's a substantial component that's human-caused. And, no, you know, it's gone out of fashion in this country to talk about it, but it's a fact, and alternative energy offers an alternative to carbon emissions. And at some point in time, if we don't move to a non-carbon emission type energy base, you know, the changes from global climate change are going to be horrendous already, but they're just going to be magnified the longer we wait to make that change. And I think that's behind a lot of this attempt to convert to alternative energy. But, you know, it's because of the intense attacks by the conservative media and conservatives on the theory of global climate change, it's not very much talked about, but it's a huge issue.
Well, I think it's a huge issue, and you know, there are a lot of people, I hate to disagree with you here, but I think there are a lot of people that say that what's happening with climate is a part of the natural force of nature and not necessarily being caused in the majority by human beings. I mean, you look at the effects of a volcano on the planet. When it erupts, everything changes. Man has no control over that. Correct, Fred?
Correct. But I will tell you that we're missing a great opportunity. Senator Reid was frustrated. He's been a true visionary on alternative energies for years. And what he sees is that Nevada has the potential not only to meet its own needs with alternative energy, but to become a primary electrical supplier to a state like California and possibly even the Northwest. When you start to think Nevada in that capacity. And the amount and the abundance of energy that we would have that will be infinitely cheaper 20 or 30 years down the road as the fossil fuel situations change, it's positioning ourselves. And we seem to want to deal with the moment instead of start thinking long term, a problem that's always plagued us.
And it's interesting because, when you talk to Pat Mulroy about doing things in California in terms of desalination plants, and she tells you about all the environmental issues that come up, and Senator Reid was saying exactly the same thing, that even though California wants to be a net exporter of renewable energy, that all of these different issues will come up on the environment that will prevent them from doing that, which he says would be a golden opportunity for us. Do you agree?
I agree that it could potentially be a golden opportunity. And if California wants to be a net exporter, they're probably not going to buy a whole lot of Nevada imported
energy.
But
he's saying that they won't be able to get there.
But even here, even as we pursue renewables, you hear the wind farms that they try to put in Washoe County, that affects the sage grouse and the environmental problems that plague even renewables. I mean, there is, and I guess keep going back to the word balance, but I mean, we have to balance these issues, environmental issues through global warming. And I think that the 2025 laws were intended to address that, and now what we're hearing is that those aren't enough, that we need to go even further and force the power companies to go further than what the federal governments and states have mandated. But again, I mean, it comes back to that balance, and that's what policy is all about, and that's why we have visionaries like Senator Reid, with his vision, and folks on the other side of the aisle with their vision, and trying to come up with that appropriate balance.
And balance is key, because ultimately it has to be economic or it's not going to work.
Bottom line right there. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? You do have another choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. Call now for your free information kit to learn more. K-12 powers accredited public schools that parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. And books and supplies are included.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Now accepting statewide enrollments for Nevada students in grades K-12. Call K-12 today or go online to learn more.
Unless you're a cabinet maker, for the love of money, you shouldn't even consider new kitchen cabinets if you like the ones you have. Instead, consider Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your kitchen cabinets and flooring without the frustrations of installation and the cost. Enhance wood cabinetry and flooring renewal can be done in just one day for so much less and look so new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance and Sparks now at 358-8808. 358-8808.
When you're in business for yourself, like David here, you gotta make at least one smart decision every day. Well, today's the day you could switch to Charter Business Internet and phone for just $99 a month. 6 times faster than standard DSL, latest security software, unlimited long distance, business calling features, less money. Hey, he's in. How about you?
Call today for feature-packed business internet and phone for just $99 a month.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among our guests next week, Amy Harmon will be here, the Pulitzer Prize-winning correspondent for The New York Times, and Dan Kish, whose organization, American Energy Alliance, has been responsible for those anti-Obama ads that you've been seeing across Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast.